Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A young boy in Atlanta, Pat, he was actually kidnapped outside, I believe, of his home. He was some person had drove on by their driveway and picked up this boy and threw him in the car. And so the driver, took him around for 3 hours, I believe, just driving him around.
Wow.
And so the boy's in the back, and, you know, the boy explains later that, you know, the man, you know, was screaming at him, cursing at him, you know, told him to shut up and to be quiet, because the boy was actually singing a song that he had learned in church.
Oh, wow.
He was singing Hezekiah Walker's song, and I'm trying to research it here for you so I can share it with you. But he was singing a song that Hezekiah Walker had written, and he had learned in church, and he just kept singing it over and over and over and over again. And the man apparently just had to stop and threw the boy out the car. Just got to tell him, not to tell anyone. And then you think about, my goodness, of all the things that could have happened to this child, of all the things that could have happened to him, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this boy had the song of the Lord in his heart. He was actually worshiping. He was actually singing.
Wow.
And the person who kidnapped him had no choice but to let him go. Apparently, later on, you know, Hezekiah actually came to a service that they were having just to take a pause and honor what the Lord did there and gave the boy a big old hug. But you never know what you're doing that's actually going to affect, someone's life. Mm-hmm. And so the boy was left, you know, unharmed. He's not hurt. He's not damaged. And we just say, thank you, Jesus. The gospel song is every praise. That's the gospel song, every praise.
Wow.
And I'm like, Lord, you are so good. Of all the things the boy could be singing, of all the things that could have happened, and it causes me to think about some years back when I was in the insurance industry. I had an appointment, and I was to visit some folks, and on my way into the house, I saw the neighbor's children. They were outside, and they were playing and stuff, and I'm waving and, you know, talking to them as I was getting ready to come on inside. And I heard the kids singing. And I, you know how you hear something, you're like, did I just hear that? Did I, you know, kind of jump my neck back? What was that? You know, whoa. And then I saw, oh my goodness, children are singing it. And it was a song apparently at the time that, these are the lyrics, and I'm not trying to be crude, but I'm trying to make a point here. The lyrics were, you know, it's getting hot in here and it's time to take off the clothes. I'm thinking, what the world is that?
Yeah.
What is that? And there's a young kid singing that. And I'm thinking, man, wow, you know, what is happening? Take a pause here for a moment. You know, when you hear these words, you know, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, you know, and you're releasing something in the atmosphere. You're releasing something in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously this young little boy, you know, we see that he was releasing something in the atmosphere. The song in his heart, the anointing was so strong that the man had to let him go.
That's right.
The man had to let him go, but yet the opposite is true. And I tend to think of, you know, does it matter how you raise your children? Does it matter what you show them? Does it matter what you view on your television and what you listen through your iPods and your, you know, all the media devices now that we can, you say radio, but, you know, your internet radio. But all the different things that you could listen to, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Think about it. And yet this child was raised up in God and heard this. It's important how we raise our children. It's important that we bring them to the feet of the Lord, that we teach them about God, that we impart to them, you know, wisdom and truth. Because, hey, I hate to think what could have happened if he was singing the other song.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hate to think what could have happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful that God protected this boy, but at the same time, you know, I'm reminded that it's important how you know, we raise our children, what we expose them to, mm-hmm. and that they're going to repeat whatever they see,
whatever they hear.
Yeah,
because they're sponges. You know, they're sponges, and it's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But I thank God for this young boy, and I thank God for the power of the spoken word and the song in our heart. Mm. And it's just amazing, you know, when we release the word of the Lord, when we sing unto the Lord, things happen. Mm. Things happen in the atmosphere. But, you know, hey, you can glorify God or you can glorify the enemy with your words. Mm-hmm. And I say, hey, it's better to glorify God, because when you glorify the enemy, it just doesn't work well for you.
Mm-mm. You know, it's encouraging. Like, when I think about that, it's just like the words that we say, you know, it's either light or it's dark. Mm-hmm. And when we decide to just be that just beacon of light, it's going to cast light out, and people who don't want to hear the light, they're going to separate themselves.
Yeah.
And that, I just think that's so encouraging, because it's just like that boy just had, you know, just that worship in his heart, and he was just mm-hmm. having a moment, just loving on God and just saying that. And that was just like such a dividing encounter mm-hmm. that the darkness could not be part of the light. He either had to make a decision.
Wow.
And that was such an encounter for him. It was just like, I either have to get out of this car, or this boy's got to get out of this car, because I can't take it anymore. That's how powerful it is.
For 3 hours, yeah. The 10-year-old boy was in the car.
Yeah.
And wow. And he wasn't, I mean, I don't know this, but I mean, he was fearful, which is probably, you know, could be normal in this type of situation.
Yeah.
He didn't allow that to stop him from singing.
That's huge.
At the point of the man, you know, this is reported in the Christian Post, you know, cursing at him, you know, mm-hmm. telling him to shut up, you know what I mean? And he still persevered. Very, very exciting. It matters what we fill our hearts with. Let's fill it with truth. We were just talking about just how this young boy in Atlanta, Georgia, who was kidnapped mm-hmm. and was taken captive for 3 hours, driven around God knows where, mm-hmm. and the captor, the person who actually kidnapped this boy, had to release him. He released him unharmed because the boy was singing a song written by Hezekiah Walker that he had learned at church, at his church gathering. He learned when the church was gathering, and it's called Every Praise. And talk about praising in the middle of a storm, you know, singing mm-hmm. in the middle of a storm. And I think Paul and Silas had a little a situation like that. They were held captive in a mm-hmm. in a cell, and they mm-hmm. began to shout and praise the Lord and sing, and the jail shook, and they had to let him go.
Yeah.
They had to let him go.
Right.
And so this young boy realized a powerful truth, that all you got to do is just praise God in the middle of the storm, in the middle of your captivity, and you can be set free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. I mean, that's just powerful.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.